morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com. Or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com. Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale.
Spring weather can be erratic, and this spring many growers could be faced with additional disease pressures because of wet soil conditions. Lynn Justison, Senior Technical Sales Specialist at Arista Life Science, provides insights into early season disease control and what growers should be on the lookout for in the coming months. For corn and soybeans, he says the wet spring and lack of field work last fall leaves a lot of work to be done during the planting season. Listen.
We may see some reduction in tillage and maybe even some more no-till just due to the fact that there just may not be time to do lots of tillage. And I think it becomes critical as you start thinking about that first stage of a crop's life and that establishment. And we need to do everything we can in that initial stage during establishment. I think anything we can do, like fungicide, insecticide, initially to ensure that we maximize how many plants we get up and even as we get them up, I think we can really, really see some tremendous gains when we make sure we focus on getting every kernel up if we can.
Winter wheat fields look good so far, according to Justison, but he does caution that there are early reports of growers detecting stripe rust in their fields.
The winter wheat in a fair amount of places is actually in pretty good shape, and the spring wheat guys have been very good about early applications of fungicide to help with some plant stress. We need to be on guard. There is some reports of some striped rust in the southern areas already, and there are some things that we can do as far as trying to stay ahead of that as well. Solera FX is now labeled for wheat in both spring and winter wheat. We've seen tremendous results both at an early timing at a green up or a fertilizer timing, and we've also seen it at flag leaf and seen how active and how quick it acts and reacts with that. So in 2019, if you have some striped rust show up, I would recommend Zolera FX out there in those spring and winter wheat fields this year.
Later in the season, he says growers should watch for issues including white mold.
We really have to be in front of that. It has to be an application that is in front of when the disease appears. Once the disease appears, by all accounts, you've lost the battle on that thing already. I think the other thing as we think about some of those late season things, and in particular with white mold, is what can you do to plan to help for that? Can we widen out rows? Can we thin down our planting populations and do some things to try and ensure that when we do go out there and we do go on those white molds, we're doing a complete systems approach to that. A product like Zolera FX, if we get it on timely at R1 or earlier, so in front of flowering, let it go all the way down to the soil and protect that plant from the inside out. Products like that can have a huge impact on your white mold and helping control it.
If you are planting a crop this spring in wet areas, he says there are several things you can do to help protect your crop from diseases.
Need to make sure that we do soybean seed treatments, maybe even possibly the Rancona brands that Arista has in their lineup. Other things that we can look at is even some in-furrow treatments on soybeans like a Tapera Plus. And those are all things trying to help with Phytophthora, Sclerotinius, Rhizoctonia, those sort of things.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.